I want to say hello and welcome to Egg Hill Farm, home of Sinking Creek Meats. I want to give you a little bit about our history. This is a five-generation farm, myself being the fourth, and my son Hunter being the fifth to live and work this great land we have here. My great-grandfather and grandfather bought this place in 1962, and this was a dairy until 1999. I was a senior in high school when September 11th happened, and I felt the call of duty to serve my country. I joined the United States Army Reserve as a mechanic, and after my basic training and my advanced training, I returned home only to be deployed a few weeks later. I reported to Fort Drum, New York to mobilize to Iraq in the spring of 2003. My unit was a laundry and bath unit that followed a combat surgical hospital. We mostly did convoy security with the 4th Infantry Division, bringing supplies north to Tikrit, Iraq, our main base of operations. After my return home, I started to farm here again, raising mostly corn and soybeans. A few years passed, and I met Eliza at a local hay auction. It's kind of a funny way we met. Luck would happen. She had some cows and no farm, and I had a farm and no cows. So I guess you could say it's a match made in farmer heaven. We mostly sold our feeder calves at an auction or to other feedlots. And in the spring of 2019, we decided to start raising and direct marketing our finished cattle through our new adventure, Sinking Creek Meats. We realized people wanted to know where their food comes from and how and who raises it. Homegrown by Heroes program through the PA Preferred Network is a great resource for veterans in agriculture. With the Homegrown by Heroes label, it helps differentiate our product on the market as a veteran-owned business. With that, I would like to thank you for joining us here, General Weigel, Mr. Secretary Redding, and fellow veterans, Mr. Secretary.
Hey Chris, thank you. You have to smile when you hear you met at a hay auction, right? What is not to like about that story? But thank you all. Thanks very much for being here. And Eliza and Chris, thanks for hosting. To Dad and Granddad, thank you. Several generations standing here. I'm always humbled. Right when you stand on the farm of folks who have dedicated their lives to agriculture and get a chance to meet the families and extended families on such a beautiful day in November, right? It is amazing. This is a very good day. To Brigadier General Maureen Weigel, thank you for being here and look forward to your comments as well. We are also pleased today to have Dr. Josh Scheinberg, who is our veteran coordinator for the Department of Agriculture, with us. And any time that I'm in Senator Cornyn's district, I want to say thank you to him personally for his work and public service, but also to Brandy and Matt. Thank you for being here and always being supportive of agriculture, not just here in Center County in this district, but across Pennsylvania. Thank you very much. But most importantly, as I look around to the veterans, right? That is what today is about, and honoring that work and service. And I see several thank you for being here. And to Chris, thank you for your service as well. And to those men and women across Pennsylvania who have served, continue to serve, we very much appreciate that commitment that you've made to protecting your family, the state, and the nation. So thank you for that. And in November, you know, we have 2 days that we are granted to stop and pause important moments in the life of our year. One is on Veterans Day, which we will celebrate tomorrow. And that is the reminder for those who have, you know, as Chris has done, folks who have made that decision to, you know, leave the family, enlist. But most importantly, they did that not out of self-interest, but in the interest of our state and nation, and thank you for that. But it's also, we get the day of Thanksgiving, right? And I always count that among the most important of holidays in our state. but I'm also struck by having those two in the same month and back to back, right? And you cannot have one without the other. That is the story here. So we are pleased to bring those holidays and those days of recognition together here on this farm. So thank you, Chris and Eliza, for hosting us today and being one of our homegrown heroes, but most importantly, a veteran family and committed to agriculture as well. We certainly recognize the sacrifices that have been made. As I was sharing earlier, part of our interest in this as a Department of Agriculture is the similarities that exist between those who have served in the military or continue to serve and the needs that we have in agriculture. This conversation started out of sort of a workforce recognition, all of those things that we identified in servicemen and women, organizational skills, leadership skills, business, mechanical, make your list. And then when you start identifying the things that the agricultural industry needs, there's actually a wonderful match between those two. And that became sort of our interest in this, and it developed over time to be more than simply a recognition of the day, of Veterans Day, but really being very intentional about the support that we provide to our veterans in Pennsylvania, looking at the partnership that we could extend between different departments, looking at our own programming and how do we support those who are making the transition from military life to civilian life, and then find that match of their interests with the farm community and agriculture and the careers that we desperately need. And that became our initiative and the Veterans Initiative in the Department of Agriculture. That was solidified several years ago in the Pennsylvania Farm Bill that the governor and the legislature and Senator Cornman led to create the Pennsylvania Farm Bill. And inside of that is a program called the Homegrown by Heroes, connected to our Pennsylvania Preferred, which of course is our brand and marketing brand here in the state. So supported by $1 million of support, it gives us the latitude to do a lot of great things to support PA Preferred, of course, but also the recognition of the Homegrown by Heroes. As Chris noted, that is another way for all of us to support not just Pennsylvania's brand, but the brand of those who've served in the armed forces and are connected to the Homegrown by Heroes program. So look for that PA Preferred and the Homegrown by Heroes. That is an important connection. But I'm just honored always to be with those who have served and continue to. What we recognize today and the blessings that we have, we recognize that there are roughly 2% of our community at large here in the United States who have served in the military. There's another 2% that are engaged in production agriculture. So think about the responsibilities that we place on 4% of our population, right? 2% allow us to sleep well, and another 2% allow us to eat well. That is a 4% that I'll stand with any day. And that's what today and this week and our efforts in the Department of Agriculture are about, is recognition of agriculture is important to a stable and civil society. But also, you can't have the stable and civil society without peace. So we bring those together today on this farm. So we are committed to the veterans of Pennsylvania. We're committed to agriculture, of course. And any day that we can recognize those two is a good day. But we felt compelled a couple of years ago to take that to a new level and have somebody in the department who was and is a veteran lead that effort for the Department of Agriculture. And I'm very pleased to introduce Dr. Josh Scheinberg, who can share his story, both military story, but also the work that he does in the Department of Agriculture. Josh?
All right, good morning. First, a bunch of thank yous. First, thank you for hosting us, Chris and Eliza, at this beautiful, beautiful farm. Thank you for your service, both in uniform and now as a farmer, providing food to our families. It's such a critical thing And we're honored to be here, and I'm honored to be with you today. Secretary Redding, thank you for the introduction and for your steadfast support in supporting veterans in agriculture and this initiative that we'll talk about today. General Weigel, thank you for your support as well and for being here today. We really look forward to working with you and your team closer in the coming years, and just excited that you're on board as well. And finally, thank you to our PA Preferred and Homegrown by Heroes Program Manager, Gwen Rowland, and to all the PA Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture staff that put on this event today. We really appreciate it. So as Secretary Redding talked about, since 2015, the department has been engaged with supporting veterans in agriculture. And it really started with this collaboration with the national organization Farmer Veteran Coalition. And through this partnership with them, the Homegrown by Heroes brand was incorporated into the PA Preferred program, just as many other states in the country have done as well. And, you know, this has been a really great opportunity for veterans that are producing agricultural products to use this brand to highlight what they're doing to help promote themselves and to stand out within the marketplace. But as Secretary Redding also alluded to, we wanted to do more in this space. We wanted to recognize that there are thousands of veterans, not just in the nation, but in Pennsylvania, that are engaged in some area of agriculture, whether that be in farming itself, or to use agriculture as some sort of therapy, or just for recreation. It's become a critical area, and this this thing that we talk about today, this veterans in agriculture space, continues to grow. So last year, as I came on board here, I think, you know, we were just talking before this, that it felt like the planets aligned a little bit. You know, we have this growing emerging area of veterans seeking new careers or to utilize agriculture for therapy. We have our growing Homegrown by Heroes program, but we wanted to do more within this space. We wanted to be able to be outside of just a marketing branding program. And so we strategized together and formulated the department's Veterans in Agriculture Initiative. And part of this initiative is twofold. The first is one of engagement. We wanted to not recreate the wheel. We didn't want to recreate resources that already existed. And when we started looking within the state and in the region, we realized there's already a lot of amazing resources for veterans in agriculture. One of them, for example, is the Pennsylvania Veteran Farming Project. Their director, Mimi Thomas Brooker, is just an amazing resource for hundreds of veterans that are engaged in farming in Pennsylvania. And they're just one example of one of these groups doing this kind of work in Pennsylvania that we want to help promote, we want to help support and lift up and engage with. We want to be able to utilize the department's resources to help these organizations grow in their mission as well. And so that is what we mean by engagement, and that's one of the facets of this initiative. The second is one of providing service opportunities. You know, as a veteran myself, I think we can, you know, all agree that there's this hole that's left when you leave the service. You're looking for purpose, you're looking for this ability to serve again, and it's difficult to find out there in the civilian world. And so it's why you see a lot of veteran organizations focus on service projects and community service, because it helps fill that void. It helps provide an opportunity for veterans to serve again. And so we want to be able to do that as well. We're already involved in a lot of these areas within the agricultural department, whether it be for food assistance or fairs or agriculture education. So we feel that we're very suited to be able to provide these opportunities. So it's another area that we're looking forward to grow. So again, we're excited to move this initiative forward, working with farmers and veterans like Chris and others that are out there, and really see Pennsylvania be on the forefront of this new and growing area. So thank you again. Thank you for supporting veterans. Happy Veterans Day. And looking forward to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Josh, thank you. We are certainly honored today, and speaking of continuing to serve, we have Deputy Adjutant General, Brigadier General Maureen Weigel with us today. Very honored. She was appointed in April and has this amazing sort of task and responsibility to oversee support for and all of the reintegration outreach to 800,000 vets and their dependents in Pennsylvania. And so we know well her ability to lead a 25-year career, distinguished career in the U.S. military, in the Army. So, General, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. To all the veterans out there on TV and here in the audience, first I want to start with saying thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day. And I also need to remind everyone that today is the 246th birthday of the Marine Corps, so Semper Fi to all the Marines. Pennsylvania has the proud honor to say that the Marine Corps was born in Philadelphia in Tun Tavern, and in 2025, we're gonna have a huge celebration in Philadelphia for the Navy and the Marine Corps, so happy birthday. On behalf of Major General Schindler, the Adjutant General for Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, it is truly my honor to be here today. I will be honest, this is probably my first time visiting a farm. I'm typically a city girl, but I'm enjoying this very much. So thank you very much, Chris and Eliza, for hosting us. And thank you to the military families. I want to thank your parents for your service and supporting your son and his career, both in the service and out. I had the opportunity to talk to them when they mentioned visits before he deployed to Kuwait and Iraq, that they went up to 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, to visit him. And I'll tell you, to all the families, you are equally as important and honored today and this week on Veterans Day. We couldn't serve without you, and Chris could not have probably been this successful without all of your support, so thank you. This is such a great privilege to be here for this event. And, you know, as the Secretary Redding said, I have the distinct honor of serving 796,000 veterans and their families in Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you, the first thing most veterans will say, the scariest day of their life, was the day that they raised their hand and said, oh my goodness, what did I just do? But the second scariest day of their life is when they leave their service and they say, what did I just do? Where is my band of brothers? Where is my support? Where's the military installation? Where are all the things I've done for the past few years? Sometimes they're a little more mature at colleges and they don't fit in. They're not sure where to find employment. They're not sure where to find the services. And as much as our outreach activities have increased across the Commonwealth, it is really critical that we try to identify those that are transitioning or in need and help them. And programs like this, working with the Preferred PA program and the folks helping in the agriculture area, it's absolutely critical and important for these veterans. So I am extremely honored that my office gets to work with Secretary Redding's Agriculture Department on economic and workforce development. In Pennsylvania, we have a Governor's Advisory Council for Veteran Services, and we work with all of our sister agencies, Department of Health, Human Services, Aging, and Agriculture, and all of the other agencies and departments to take care of all the veterans. We can't do it alone. We also have increased our PA Vet Connect. It's an outreach program that we put together to synchronize all of these wonderful organizations that are taking care of veterans. The Homegrown for Veterans program is amazing. It's not only helping them get their foot in the door into this industry, as he said, he's looking at doing engagement, but it's also teaching them how to be a small business. It's helping them get their foot in the door. When I retired, I started my own business, a woman-owned, service-disabled, veteran-owned small business. It's challenging. It's very difficult to not only figure out how to do the paperwork to get established, but then how do you grow it? How do you sell your business? So the logo of having PA Preferred on their this logo for this, you know, organization, this agriculture company right here, this meat department, is enormously important to them to be successful. So we can't do it alone. What I would encourage so many of you to do is look at PA Vet Connect or go to vets.pa.gov. That is where we're trying to synchronize all kinds of outreach and opportunities for our veterans, whether it be to find housing for the homeless, whether it's for finding food pantries or shelters or employment and education opportunities or learning how to be your own small business. That is one area that you can go to for your resources and your support. I will tell you, I'm very honored that Chris and Eliza brought us here today to have this conversation. Josh and I talked. He talked about the veteran initiatives that are going on in the agriculture department, and I'm so excited to work with him. So it is my pledge that I'm going to make sure we let every agency, all of our veteran service organizations, American Legions, VFWs, the DAVs, talk to all the county directors to let them know about these types of opportunities within agriculture and within the farming industry. There are so many opportunities to take care of veterans. This is just one. I really do want to say, Secretary Redding, thank you so much. Chris and Eliza, I wish you the best. And Josh, I am looking forward to working with you and growing this program and these opportunities for our veterans. So to Homegrown for Veterans and to the PA Preferred, thank you very much for all of what you're doing to help our veterans. And for everyone here today, thank you for supporting this. It's really important to get the word out. So thank you. Happy Veterans Day and God bless America.
Well done. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. General, thank you. Thanks for your service to the country, but also your willingness to step back into public service and help lead as well. Very, very much appreciated. And again, just to each of our veterans across Pennsylvania who have served, thank you, and to the families who supported them and sacrificed as well. We think of you this week and this day. And to those who are in agriculture, have made that transition from military life to civilian life and then into the business life of agriculture and have taken on the extra responsibilities to both be stewards of the land, who have joined us in this most honorable of professions in agriculture. Thank you for that. We are deeply indebted to you and very, very grateful for the service of all. So thank you for being part of agriculture. Thank you for your service as well. So in this week, we say thank you for being a veteran and your support and service. And next week, we say thank you to all who have entered agriculture and give us a reason to pause and say thanks. So let's take questions at this point. Any questions or comments? Always want to look around. If there's things that we have missed that needed to be noted here, thank you. And just a special note of thanks to Chris for bringing the cows in. You know, right? They're very obedient. Of course, they disappeared. Anyhow, thank you. Questions? Okay, thank you again to the family, to Chris and Eliza. Thank you for hosting today, to all of our Homegrown by Heroes across Pennsylvania. Thank you for being part of the agricultural family. Gwen and our team at PA Preferred, thanks for what you do. And to all, we very much pause in this time to say thanks to our veterans across Pennsylvania, the nation, but also those who are serving and feeding us here in Pennsylvania. Thank you.